stop squirming. I mean it. You need to be patient while I do this. Well, listen, I had to rush the first time. Now we're in the recovery sessions. I have to take my time with this. The healing did its job, but this is to make sure you don't have any lasting side effects, which are still possible. Now stop moving. Yes, I'm almost done. I just need a few more minutes focusing on your spine, and then we'll be good to go. Yes, I did heal the burns and the bullet hole, but that wasn't just some house fire. It was a propane blast. For all I know, it could have actually burned through to your bones, and I wasn't focusing on those when I was healing the skin. Not to be graphic, but I really don't want you to end up having liquefied cartilage. Unless you'd be okay with that. That's what I thought. Okay, that's it. I'm done. You can put your shirt back on. Don't worry, I'm not looking. Everything feels good so far. That, sensitivity in your shoulder blades should be fading now. I'd say you only need maybe one more, maybe two more sessions, and then you should be completely fine. Yes, that is my professional opinion as a healer. I do have the authority to make that call despite not being registered as one with the Bureau. Look, I know I'm the last person you want doing this, but without your license, we can't send you to a proper healer. For now, you just have to deal with me. But I won't keep you any longer. You can head out whenever you're ready. Yes? Of course, I want to ask, but I don't have the right to ask you about that unless you're willing to tell me. I promised you the first night we did this. This is strictly professional. I will not speak to you about anything that doesn't directly involve your physical recovery. And I intend to keep that promise, despite my worry and my curiosity. Unless there's something you need to tell me? Have you remembered anything closer to when you lost the memories? I see. I know I shouldn't. Can I ask how you've been sleeping? Yeah, I figured. Listen, I only ask because I was going to say I understand. I get it. Not wanting to sleep because you're scared of what might be waiting for you when you go under, and consequentially, what happens after you wake up. I've never been in your particular situation, but at least to that extent, I can sympathize. If you're worried about that, is there anyone you can stay with in case you do get nightmares? Or in case something does come back when you're asleep? As much as I think she is an amazing option, I don't know if Diane is equipped for that. Yeah, I see where you're coming from. I wouldn't want to be an imposition on any of them either. especially not after their jobs at the station were all tossed in the air. What if you... Never mind. No, forget it. It's a stupid suggestion. I didn't even think about it until he almost said it. It's... Well, not to speak on your behalf, because we both know how much you love it when I do that. I'm almost certain you'll say no. Really? You know, I feel like I need to get that in writing. Fine. Why not stay here? Move into the den for a while until you're fully recovered. And that expression is exactly why I didn't want to say it. It just made sense to me, I guess. You still need some more healing, and it would be easier if you were already here, so I wouldn't have to make you come all the way out to the den every time. We're right next to the reservation, so you could keep a close eye on repairs, and plus, if at some point your memories do resurface, you'd be surrounded by people who would know how to help. At the very least, we would know what resources to call. I know you live alone, so I just wanted to offer. No, of course you wouldn't. There are plenty of spare bedrooms, and you've seen every inch of this place by now. We have the room. You wouldn't be an imposition. And it would make me feel better if you were close in case anything did happen. Yeah, but this isn't about what would make me feel better. It's about what would make you feel safe and what would help you. Yes, I'm being serious. Look, I know what it's like to be scared and alone. And while I can't do anything about the first, I can at least help with the second if that's something you'd be open to. Yeah. Don't worry, I know this isn't going to make you forgive me, but I'm not trying to. I'm just trying to offer whatever I can to help. Plus, with how many times you've shown up at the den unprompted and just started wandering around at random, it's not like you're on uncharted territory. You know where everything is at this point. Yeah, of course, anything. Okay, what's your condition? I will do my best to convince the others, but if you want Beth to stop calling you khakis, you're gonna have to talk to her about it. I've got no say. It doesn't matter if I'm the alpha. Once she picks a nickname for you, it's gonna stick. I mean, I don't think anyone's called Knight by their legal name in years. Fine. Is that the only condition? Yeah, I can make that happen. And don't worry, as much as Beth likes to call me one, I'm not gonna mother you. You'll still have your privacy, your own space. The den's big enough, there's a good chance we won't even see each other unless it's one of your sessions. What? Come on, spit it out. You walked onto my territory in a party store tail and ears for Halloween. There's not much you can tell me that's going to be embarrassing. Oh. Listen, for what it's worth, you are not the only one here who deals with nightmares. No one's gonna think of you any less for having them. And whether you want support for when they happen or you just want to be left alone, that's up to you. But trust me, it's not that uncommon here. Do you really want to have that conversation right now? Yeah, that's what I thought. Agreed, let's move on. Have you talked to Diane recently? No, I talked to her about 2 days ago, but it was only a quick call. We didn't really have much time to talk details. Really? So how are the repairs at the station coming? Good. Good, that's a relief. Yeah, makes sense. I mean, the fire department was already on their way before the blast even happened, so if they got there in time, then most of the interior would be left relatively intact, except for that one corner where the propane tanks were. Shouldn't be too bad in terms of how long it'll take to repair everything. Sure. Ask me anything. I have no idea what you're talking about. No, it's just I don't think there's anything to say. The station was damaged in some freak turn of events, and some anonymous donor sent in all the money for the repairs. I don't think we should question it beyond that. Don't give me that look. What? Oh my god. You know, I'm starting to think all of your suspicious attitudes weren't from the memory paranoia, and you're just that naturally untrusting. Fine. Yes. I sent in the money. No, don't start giving me a lecture. I already wrote the check and sent it in before you even woke up. It had nothing to do with you or any lasting guilt that might have come out of it. Yes. Glenwood is our home, whether anyone likes it or not, and we're in a financially stable enough place where we could send the money to help. Well, it's kind of my business. Ish. Well, you guys have all those family programs later this summer, right? You can't host programs if you don't have a station. No, don't think too highly of yourself. I did it for Diane, not you. Yes, I will gladly stick to that story. Now quit getting smart with me before I take back my offer. Hotshot, I'm kidding. I'm just messing with you. The offer is going to stand no matter what. Yeah, of course. You can move in whenever you want. If you need help packing, I could... Right. Got it. Sure. What do you have in mind? So just like Halloween, right? Does this one also have a 48-hour time limit, or are we making this more of an indefinite situation? Fine. Truce it is then. Yeah, don't worry. I know you're still mad at me, and I don't blame you. I'm not doing any of this to just win your favor. We're not there yet. Bring as much or as little of your stuff to the den as you want. Move in whenever you're comfortable. There is pretty much always going to be someone here at some point, so it'll most likely be me, but if you'd rather talk to anyone else, I can make that happen. All right. We've got a deal then.